This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live's Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Varen.
And Chris.
That's right. It's what I like to call the adult show, Thursday night.
Absolutely.
Varen Swearingen, former president of the Free State Project, sitting in with us.
Good to be here.
Varen, I've been trying to get you on the air here for
forever.
Years.
I know.
You're an airline pilot. And
so close, but yet so far.
Right. You go away for months at a time when I figure out that you're in town.
Yeah.
At least weeks at a time. It has been months in the past, but often it's weeks at a time. When I do figure out you're in town, you're busy, you know, you're doing things with your church and your family and all that stuff.
Well, and I'm leaving tomorrow morning, so it's good that you caught me. I got to go to Canada because you know how it is. If Trump gets elected, we're going to Canada, right?
I'm going
to Canada.
Who are you taking?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a
full
flight?
Everybody. I'm going to be looking for celebrities on my flight.
He doesn't fly people around. He flies stuff.
I know.
But actually, I'm riding a passenger airline into Canada.
Oh, really?
So I could be flying with Miley Cyrus. You just don't know.
You never know.
Yeah.
And Reverend Al Sharpton.
That's right. If I see him, I'll let you know.
Do you end up on coach or?
Yeah, thanks.
Usually, I don't know how this works. I don't know if they give you...
I don't do it a lot anymore. I used to do it a lot more when I was flying more charter and contract work. We'd go all over the place in the back for sometimes long period of time. But now I mostly operate. I drive to New York and start there. Because flying to New York means I got to go through TSA again, which I really don't like to do.
Right.
Is there any kind of deference that you get on the plane?
None.
Because you're a pilot? None.
Okay. Negative. Okay. I don't even let them know. I just plunk myself down and go to sleep.
Eat the crackers.
I do in the front. That was a joke.
Let's go to the phones. Tom from Hudson. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Do you know what Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have in common?
They're all states of the United States.
And what else? See, Trump won there, and if you take the Clinton vote plus the Libertarian Johnson vote and add them together, okay, then that's more votes than Trump got. So if the Clinton voters had voted for Johnson instead of wasting their vote on crooked Hillary, combined, those 75 electoral votes would have gone to Johnson, and Trump would not be the president-elect right now. So, and plus you add that to the other 228 electoral votes that Clinton wins because, if those Clinton voters had voted for Johnson, then, of course, Johnson would have won those 228 electoral votes, and then Johnson would be the president-elect. So, these Clinton voters who were angry that Trump got elected, they have only themselves to blame. You know, they shouldn't have wasted their vote on crooked Hillary. They should have voted for Johnson.
I tried to tell them, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just don't listen.
It's a factually accurate argument, too. And when you tell the Hillary voters they wasted their vote, they get really, really mad.
Yeah.
And
well,
you know
that
what
goes
else?
Back to the fee article.
And what else I got to point out, the only good thing that happened was in Georgia, a cop that got shot a couple days earlier died, and a cop in Arizona got gunned down. So those are the only good things that happened
Tuesday. Yeah, you just had to end it up that way.
Ouch.
Yeah.
You know, there's another thing that a couple of those states have in common, and that is that the polling data was way off. And I was not able to pull up polling data state by state from past elections, but I pulled up the last 20. That's 80 years, am I right? The last 20 elections, general elections, polling data aggregate for the whole U.S.
Yeah.
And the biggest error was 6.8 points, and Wisconsin was a bigger error than that from the day before.
Right.
If you look at the average polling data from the day before the election, Wisconsin, and I think it might have been Michigan, or there was one other state that was bigger than the biggest error from the last 20 elections.
Yeah, I think that it's important to note that this was a really close election in that Clinton got, I think she still has the popular vote.
I heard that's in question.
We'll see what history has to say on it. I'm not prepared to make a historical statement.
No, I'm not either, but I heard that as the count continues to roll in, that it may be that Trump will end up beating her in the popular vote.
But it wouldn't be by much.
I would like that to be the case just so I don't have to hear the caterwauling for the next four years, but or 8 years, really. I mean, you know, the chances of a sitting president being dismounted are pretty slim. It hasn't happened too darn often, only with Ross Perot in place. And I don't imagine that that we can expect Trump to do much to stop the duopoly of the two major parties in his term. He doesn't really care much about that at all. Let's go to Libertarian Banker calling in from, well, he won't say. Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I wanted to add to a conversation that was on the show last night about businesses in states that have legal marijuana, specifically marijuana businesses that can't get bank accounts or can't get any financial services. And, you know, this is a problem. There are so many laws on banks and credit unions against money laundering and other things that, you know, it cripples banks. You know, they can't do business in an environment like that. And until, you know, a lot of these, the Bank Secrecy Act and Know Your Customer, anti-money laundering, until a lot of these, you know, go away, none of this will be solved.
That's one of those things. I think about that a lot. I mean, we talk about the free market, but it absolutely does not apply to financial services. It's one of the most regulated industries in the world. But where would the will ever come from to...
Yeah, how is that ever going to happen?
Well, I mean, you could... I guess maybe under Hillary. I mean, she did get a lot of money. But I think the banks like that level of regulation, and that there's a lot of protectionism there, too.
Well, absolutely. As with any business, banks are the most vulnerable because, you know, banks pretty much control a lot of the rest of the economy. They determine how a lot of the rest of the economy does. So governments do want a lot of control over banks. And you know, Daryl had mentioned last night that credit unions might be the way to go. And I think he was onto something there. I mean, credit unions aren't as federally regulated as banks are, but, you know, a lot of it has to do with the insurance that they have, too. You know, there's the FDIC insurance that banks have, and credit unions have insurance as well. And, you know, when they have that insurance, they have a sort of an obligation to the insurance company and to the depositors to protect their money from the federal government who might come in and, you know, try to find them or steal money out of bank accounts. So it's a really tough spot that some of the banks are in. But I think
doesn't Bitcoin just solve that problem, though?
Yeah, when's Bitcoin going to solve that problem, Libertarian Banker?
Well, the problem with Bitcoin, I've discussed this with you earlier, Mark, you know, earlier in the year, actually, it was a while ago, is that Bitcoin is something that can't be lent out and used at the same time, which poses a problem for banks. You know, you put a dollar in the bank, I can loan that out, but if you want it, I just give
you can
somebody
own it,
else
loan it out
dollar.
Seven times,
yeah,
can't you?
Say
you can loan it out nine times.
Well, actually, nine times, right, because the reserve requirement is really only like 9 or 10%. So.
Actually, I think it's zero now.
Well,
practically it might be 8 or 10%, but I think the actual legal requirement now is zero.
So what your statement here is that we can't function, the banks can't function the way that they currently function, and I would say that that's true. That holding somebody's money safely is a service for which someone should pay, right? But the way that banks operate now, they give that for free. And they actually make money off of your money. And the only way that they should do that is if you give them, like, for instance, a certificate of deposit where you guarantee them that
you're
money.
You're going to make it good.
Right, for 36 months or maybe 72 months, whatever period of time it is that you're going to let them hold that money. And then they can lend that money out for that period of time.
But what we're talking about is, in my mind, is banking versus reserve banking. And our world's a very different world than when banking was more storage as opposed to making money.
Well, even when it was storage, you got to remember banking started from a blacksmith who held on to gold and issued certificates. And at some point, he figured out, hey, I can issue more of these certificates than I can for the gold in the vault. And as long as I can satisfy the ones that are coming in to get the gold and pay them out, then I'll be fine. You know, and so it started with a gold backing. And
correct.
Even if you have gold or something backing a currency, you can still have a a reserve banking, a fractional banking system on top of it.
Thanks for the call, Libertarian Banker. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we allow you to call in and talk about anything you want. Now, we've got opinions. My opinion tends to be very pro-liberty. It's one of the reasons we run the Liberty Radio Network here on Free Talk Live. And you can call in using lrn.fm. That's our username on Skype. or you can call us at 855-450-3733. But, you know, it was a pretty contentious election, and I've actually got an article here that suggests that perhaps people's votes for Libertarian Party presidential candidate Gary Johnson somehow led to a Trump presidency. You know, this is one of the things that the minor parties tend to contend with, and but I got to say, they offered me somebody to vote for. Right. I wasn't going to vote for either one of those candidates.
Right.
And you can be involved, maybe be a real factor as far as you know what the Libertarian Party is doing. They believe that Free Talk Live audience is so important to them that they've extended a free membership, one-year membership to Free Talk Live listeners. All you have to do is go to lp.org/FTL. Don't sit on the sidelines and complain anymore. Make a difference. Free Talk Live's negotiated a free Libertarian Party membership for you, and all you have to do is go and claim it. And we did negotiate this for you, by the way. lp.org/FTL. Sign up right now for your free Libertarian Party membership. lp.org/FTL. So, Varen, you know, I've got to say that an article that you wrote at your blog this week actually got things got conversations going at my house. My wife apparently got caught up with your wife and some drama that happened in your family as far as blog posts. Can you tell me what happened?
Well, my daughter actually started it. She's 14. And
she is a troublemaker, that
is. She's a yeah, and you know, if you met her, kids, you'd be like, well, oh, she's a fairly mild-mannered, not, you know, not too loud. And apparently, unbeknownst to me at the time, it was actually her idea. She was a little bit frustrated about the election, and she hears things from her friends, and she said, you know, maybe I should write a letter to America. I had already had in mind writing a couple of pieces, and I've waffled about this, and I have some opinions. So while I was in the process of crafting what little I had to say of value, here comes her letter, and she read it to me, and it blew me away. And I think so that was one of the pieces.
Where can people see it? Is it available online?
It is available online, sugargroup.net/Varen. That's V-A-R-R-I-N.
Okay.
Slash blog, or if you just go to /Varen, you'll find me. Sugargroup.net/Varen. That's my personal blog. Yep. And, you know, I don't like promote it a lot, but I've shared that on Facebook. And then I wrote two pieces, one of which had a kind of controversial paragraph having to do with how I view people's character. Not everybody who voted for Trump and everybody who voted for Clinton, but the ones who were kind of the nose holders. Like, I know these people are horrendously evil, and I'm voting for them anyways because the other one is eviler.
Yeah, right.
And I you know, I want to see things differently. I want to think that you're a good person with good character and all of that. But I have a problem with that. It bothers me that you would compromise yourself in that way. And after saying that, then I wrote a second piece that was encouragement. And there are two things that I see that are encouragement from this particular election. One is consequences, which at first blush are not encouraging because
who wants consequences?
Who wants consequences? Nobody loves
consequences.
That.
Stink.
They're all good. That's what we always think.
Yeah, and so the thing is, even when we get some pain, and you know, we go through the trauma of electing a president that's, you know, that is Trump, that has said what he's said and done what he's done.
By the way, I'd like to point out that just to try to give some set and setting here, I can say that my family probably is certainly very fiscally conservative, but they're also very socially conservative. They're, you know, good Christian folks in Indiana and that kind of thing. And one of my nephews, he said, he's actually older than I am. That gets a little complicated.
sounds like it.
He said that he just couldn't vote for Trump this go around. And to see what happened on his wall when he said, look, this was right after the whole crotch grabbing thing.
Right.
And your family's very Christian.
Sure.
And I imagine that it's very upsetting to you when the president of the United States, I don't know, the first lady's, you know, been in softcore porn and or at least posed naked or whatever.
Yeah. There's a lot of things, a lot of what he said, and also things about position. I mean, you know, we should be compassionate to people who are refugees, for example, and things that he has said are really, really kind of offensive. And so you add all of that up, and it's, you know what, I can't vote for this guy, and I'm not going to sacrifice my principles. So, number one, you've got consequences, which we were going to have either way. We're either going to be stuck with the stigma of having elected a Trump, and that's how it turned out, or we're going to be stuck with the, you know, policies, the war on socialism and whatever else goes along with electing a Clinton. There is no way out of that, I don't think. The good news there is those consequences can enable us to learn to make better decisions going forward. And it seems to me that there's enough awareness now that this was a disaster that people do want to make better decisions. And I hope that we do that. I don't know that it's a shoo-in, but maybe there's at least some hope.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think that, well, we can't predict what's going to happen in 4 years.
No, we can't.
It seems likely that a sitting president will stay seated.
Might be plausible, but maybe next time around we'll try not to get to crotch grabbing.
I don't know. I mean, I tend to think that he's going to he'll probably do a sufficient job and therefore stick around. But I would like to say the system wasn't designed to be a two-party system. It wasn't designed for you to vote for the lesser of two evils. It was designed for you to vote for your favorite candidate. Now,
yeah.
I can't say the system didn't result in those things.
And it favors them.
It does.
It does.
Structurally speaking.
Right.
Well, now it's I'm talking about, you know, 1789.
Yeah, it wasn't an intent. No, it wasn't an intent, but no. The whole process did, you know, if you would have predicted which way it would have gone based on how our country was formed, you would have said, yeah, it's probably going to end up being two major parties.
This was the first shot at a representative democracy.
Yeah.
You know, or representative republic or whatever one wishes to use. And I could say that I've got to say I believe some nations have got it better, frankly. I think the Constitution could use some revision. It's very difficult to get that done. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah, going once. Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm on. Okay. I just want to say that, you know, I'm calling in from New Mexico, and mm-hmm. our state has showed our true colors, which is blue, as I mentioned. And, you know, we have all women Supreme Court judges now, and we took over our House of Representatives back to Democrat, and Hillary won by a large margin. And mm-hmm. plus we're sending two Democrat senators, Heinrich and Udall, and two congresswomen, Michelle Lujan Grisham. So I really feel that we showed our true colors.
Your problems should be fixed over there then, right? I mean, if Democrats are good at governing, then New Mexico should be in really great shape. Not like New York or New Jersey or California, these places, or Illinois, these places that are going bankrupt because their politicians can't, figure out how to balance the books. New Mexico's politicians. Wait, what are all the politicians in all those places, Sarah?
Well, it all showed out. We're going to have three contested races in our state that was so close. I'm not saying that we're going to have perfection.
You just want them to give you a bunch of free stuff. Come on.
I know. Sounds kind of sexist to me.
The thing is, do you know that 50% of our state is on government assistance like myself?
That's the problem. 855-450-3733.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to wealthcreationinstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. and beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. There was a victory for ballot access. Ballot access might be the right word, but better mathematical voting in Maine. And I want to talk about that here in just a moment. But I want to tell you really important news from the Foundation for Economic Education. If you've had but one day to teach someone about economics, well, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, it's okay, because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge of how economics works that you will be able to teach others. FEE gives you the tools to do that. Take Economics in One Day now, free, at FEE.org, that's FEE.org/FTL, and learn key economic principles, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today, no charge, at fee.org/FTL. That's FEE.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. Baron, you wanted to talk about this, was it ranked voting? I can't even remember.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different methods. Approval voting is one, instant runoff voting is another. And I think in the main case, it was instant runoff voting. But in my estimation, there are, the second article that I wrote lists what I think are the three highest priorities. And not everybody would agree with my priorities. But the third highest I think a lot of people here that are FDL listeners would agree, and that is that part of the problem is the voting outcome doesn't reflect the will of the people.
Right.
And in fact, I think a lot of Democrats would agree with that.
The Republicans agree, too. There's a Princeton, there was some kind of study, and I think it's been a couple of years now, that said that the relationship between what the public wants and what gets voted on is about 30%.
Yeah.
Suggesting that there is nearly no relationship.
Right. Very, very. Very low.
And further suggesting that this country looks more like an oligarchy than it does like a democracy.
Yeah, I think it's very certain that we would not have had Hillary Clinton in the general or Donald Trump in the general had we had a better voting method.
Yeah, if you could, and can you describe some of these?
Well, let's see, as a kind of superset category, there's the Condorcet family of solutions, which are, it's not actually one single method, but it's ranked voting, but any solving
would be better than what we have.
Anyone's better than what we have, but solving it by pairwise competitions so that the winner of the most pairwise competitions wins, that's a little bit hard. There's another ranked solution that some people understand because it's already in use, and that's instant runoff voting. And Maine just, I think, voted to do that, but they've been using it in a couple of localities on the West Coast in actual political elections with some success.
How's it work?
You rank your candidates. So, again, it's a ranked voting method. And then there are multiple rounds. So you vote for basically everybody, but you vote for them in a ranked order. And there are multiple rounds where they knock out people, and your votes are transferred. If your guy gets knocked out that you like, then it takes your next choice vote in the next round. And one of the things that avoids is kind of harming your favorite candidate by voting for someone else.
Right. So the idea would be, like, for instance, for the general election that just occurred, there were four candidates on the ballot that I can recall, and they were Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would probably have ranked them in that order: Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I think I probably would have also.
Now, I'll bet you my wife would have ranked them this way: Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And what the idea there is just simply, if for one, it makes it too difficult to strategically vote.
Right.
Strategic voting is what's ruined this country, at least to some extent. It's one of the factors.
Yep.
And, as a result, you just pick your favorites, and Trump still gets your vote over Clinton, or Clinton still gets your vote over Trump as a result, and it's gonna result in better things.
And if you vote for a Gary Johnson first, or second, or third, let's say, your vote does not get eliminated. Right now, if I vote for Gary Johnson in plurality voting, my vote's worth zero when, and I don't want to say that so categorically, emphatically, but it doesn't count towards the tally of the winner.
Nope.
Or the tally of the last round, let's say. Because the two in the last round are Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Right.
So by having the instant runoff vote, I get to vote in basically every stage of the election and have a say in the Hillary versus Donald, if that's how it turns out to be. But that's not the only method. There's another one that intrigues me, and actually experimental data suggests that instant runoff voting may not actually be the best choice. There's another very simple one called approval voting, which all you have to do is change the ballot from vote for one to vote for one or more. And so you vote for everybody that is simply acceptable to you. So the ones that are not acceptable, don't vote for them. The ones that are acceptable, vote for them.
And so in that case, I would have voted likely for Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. I would have thought about voting for Trump, and then my wife would have voted for Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, and then thought about voting for Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
And, in that circumstance, we would have still had a much better outcome.
Yeah, and it's very simple. You just take the most votes.
Right. Whoever gets the most votes.
That's right.
And at that point, you would have a very different outcome.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people who say, I could live with this third-party candidate or that third-party candidate. Or I should be saying minor party. I think Daryl W. Perry makes a good argument that minor party is a better terminology.
Right.
It doesn't make sense that there's two third parties.
Yeah.
Unless they're tied. They're not.
But conservatives might have voted, let's say, Donald Trump, Gary Johnson, Daryl Castle, something like that.
Right.
But not Jill Stein.
Right.
Whereas liberals might have voted Hillary Clinton, Jill Stein, Rocky De La Fuente, something like that. And there's some overlap here and there.
Right. It's interesting. And there is nothing. I mean, we tend to think of things just are the way they are and this is it. But the Constitution at the federal level doesn't specify how we elect people.
Speaking of the Constitution, I have constitutional expert Ricky from Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ricky.
Brother Mark.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I love you. Thank you for so much for that. Now, here's what's on my mind. An interesting, first of all, this is now president-elect Federalist. Now, I'm seeing exactly what I predicted. Now, here's my view on this. I was in the lines when I voted, and I was for a year and a half, I was proud of who I voted for, and I didn't vote for a loser. No. And I've been saying that to other people. Now, here's what I'm looking at. These people did not want to say or anything. Now, something amazing happened to me. Now, I mentioned about me running for the State House.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
Well, that's very interesting. Something very interesting happened in the lines.
Can you tell me in a minute and a half?
Huh?
Can you tell me about it in a minute and a half?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I got approached by somebody from the DNC.
You what?
I got approached by somebody from the DNC.
What'd they say?
Well, what happened was it was very quiet, like I said, but there was a guy bopping around. He hit me, and he said, first of all, he said, what you were saying was very important. I was talking about reunification of states, you know, stuff I talk about and all that. And I said about throwing away the Constitution of the United States of America. It was a premonition. I voted against the woman in my district, and I'm going to run against her. I just decided last minute. Now, what? And he bopped around a couple times. He gave me his personal email address. He said, when I run, and the thing is, a gentleman came up to me. And when he came back again, because he was talking, and, you know, I admit, I think I'm more like an Aaron Burr than I am a Jefferson, you know, and okay. I'm starting to realize that. And the gentleman came up, real quickly, a gentleman came up when he bought back the third time, and he was running me through things. It's like I was being primed then. Well, through when I was talking about different things, he was showing me and coaching me and showing me the differences and what I need to look at. And then a gentleman came up. Hold on, a gentleman. Yes, it is, and I have to admit, I got to be. If I can hang in a little bit more.
I just want to know if you won. Did you win?
Well, he didn't even run yet.
Ah.
If I could hang in there, Mark.
No. Did you win? Thanks for the call, Ricky. Appreciate it.
Run.
He hasn't run yet.
Oh.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You know, as I've gotten older, it's easier to say no. I just better at it.
I'm wordy, but that was exciting.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're kind of talking about the election, doing a sort of recap, discussing it a little bit. It's Mark with you.
And Varen.
And Chris.
That's Varen Swearingen, former president of the Free State Project, who's sitting in with us. Varen, you actually moved for the Free State Project before Ian and I. I think I was, I can't remember what my mover number is, but it's pretty darned low.
Yeah, I think mine is 60 or so, something like that.
Right.
So 2004.
You moved in 2004, and there aren't too many people who moved before you. And
I like to say when people rant about certain people who do certain things in the town of Keene, New Hampshire, that I was here first.
You're part of the reason we're here. So what can I tell you?
Maybe I should get the blame. I don't know.
Indeed, and maybe you should.
Let me not say that on the air. Oops.
Yep. So what we're talking about here is the election, and I wanted to say I've got an article here about Canadians welcoming us over, and Chris, you've got an article about how Gary Johnson and Jill Stein helped elect Donald Trump.
Well, that's what CNN says.
Well,
would you like
try to
hear?
Convince me? Because you're going to have a difficult time convincing me.
There you go. Neither Libertarian Party nominee Gary Johnson nor the Green Party's Jill Stein managed to make a dent in the Electoral College, but they did post a significant enough showing in several states, arguably, to help elect Donald Trump. Trump won 290 electoral votes to 232, and this is an old number, this day or two old article, but had the Democrats managed to capture the bulk of third-party voters in some of the closest contests, Wisconsin, 10 electoral votes, Pennsylvania, 20, Michigan, 16, and Florida, 29, Clinton would have defeated Trump by earning 307 Electoral College votes, enough to secure the presidency. Well, see how close it was?
Yeah, but I think that this is a pretty flawed premise.
Well, okay. No, yeah. It's simple. If there were no Jill Stein or Gary Johnson, 100% of those people would have obviously voted for Hillary Clinton.
Obviously.
Obviously.
My friends all think that.
In what universe do...
In the world of CNN.
Do libertarians vote for Democrats? I just don't know. Obviously, some do, some don't. Here's what would have happened at my house. Now, this is presuming that there are no third-party candidates, just two major party candidates, and we actually vote. Because
right. In
all likelihood, if I couldn't have voted a minor party, I wouldn't have voted. Because I just simply wouldn't have gone in. I would have left it blank, like so many Americans did.
Or you wouldn't have shown up to the polls at all.
Well, there
are a lot of people that chose that, too.
Yeah, but there were a lot of elections on that ballot that I wanted to vote in, and I would have.
And me, too.
Yeah. Now, my wife got a ballot from Florida. She's a Florida resident. And she filled it, absentee ballot, filled it in, actually right at the post office. When she got it, she went to the, dropped it in right there, just quick, and turned it over. Now, her claim is, I wasn't there. She was actually there when I filled mine out. She knows I voted for Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarians. And her claim is that she voted almost straight Democratic ticket, except for one Republican, and then for president she voted for Gary Johnson. Now, I would guess in her case, if she was forced to vote, she would have voted for Hillary Clinton. And in my case, if I was forced to vote and only had two choices,
right. That
I would have voted for Trump. Not to say that I like the guy or anything like that. It's just that I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh too long
right.
to ever vote for a Clinton. I just can't see. I mean, and between them, I would vote for Bill before I would for Hillary. This has nothing to do with their gender, because I would have voted for Jill Stein before I voted for Donald Trump.
Right.
It has nothing to do with gender. It simply has to do with, I don't like Hillary Clinton, and I think she stole the Democratic nomination. I don't brook cheaters.
Right. And I grew up with a Rose Law Firm. I grew up with Whitewater. I grew up with Vince Foster.
Yeah.
This stuff is still fresh in my mind. Hillary, they say never say never. I could never vote for her for any position, nor could I vote for Bill Clinton for any position.
It
just can't.
It seems the only way to get any of us in this room to vote for either of those people is with a gun to our head.
That's what it comes down to.
That's what it takes to get taxes out of us.
That's right. You're right.
It's a proverbial old gun to our heads.
Yeah.
There are people in this country right now rioting, throwing bricks and Molotov cocktails.
That's just rich.
Whatever it is that they want to do, because they didn't get what they wanted in this most recent election.
Those are the Donald Trump supporters, right? That weren't going to concede. Is that what the problem is?
No, apparently they think the election's rigged.
Wait a minute.
Yes. I think the message they're getting is that America is full of bigots. That's what the idea is that it's full of racists.
Obviously.
So a riot is the only thing that you would do in the face of
that. And you know what they're saying right now? We're three white males talking about this.
That's right. Three white guys with an
opinion. They're writhing about this.
So I got a screenshot of a Instagram post that a friend of mine had sent me, and it was somebody with Black Lives Matter 757. If you're on Instagram, you can check out their page. But it was basically saying, start hoarding food and water. Start getting guns together. Start getting your ammo together, because the war is coming.
Hey, you know what? That's not bad advice.
And I'm sitting here going, frankly, this is Black Lives Matter, sounding a lot like my friends.
Yeah.
In the past.
Yeah, it sounds like they're prepping.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? If everybody was prepared, maybe that wouldn't be a bad thing.
It's not. But their issue is,
I don't have a problem with people having guns. I don't have a problem with people having ammo, and I don't have a problem with people having stored food. It's what they do with those guns and ammo.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
And the point of this post was very much the war is coming, which if unless you're starting it, you have no way of confirming that.
Well, if you're starting it, you're on the wrong side.
Right. The article continues here.
Well, I mean, if this is going to be Hillary supporters against Trump supporters, it ain't going to go well for Hillary supporters, right?
No.
The people, because it's not whether you have a gun or not. It's whether you go to the range or not.
Yeah, and it's
that's
not
really what makes the difference.
And it's not just Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you guys are watching your own news feeds and Facebook and stuff like that, I mean, I see friends of mine, liberal friends, that are very much imagining this worst case scenario of, you know, do I have to take my family to Canada? Well, or should my Hispanic friends be worried? I mean, they're really concerned.
I think they really are either genuinely concerned. Well, it's got to be some kind of delusion, but genuinely concerned. And there's a sense in which I can sympathize because I think there's cause to be genuinely concerned, regardless of a Clinton or a Trump presidency, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, face it, the president does have some power.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. So I have a friend, a liberal friend, that I've been watching on Facebook, kind of, you know, going through whatever emotional thing she's going through. And she's very extroverted, posts a lot of this stuff. One of those memes about, you know, 1930s Germany. We know what it's like because it's happening in America today. So she hasn't literally said Trump is Hitler, but she's come close, right?
Yeah.
And she's made another post saying that she's trying to tell her daughter that she'll do whatever she can to protect her.
Right.
Now, this is a Jewish girl, a Jewish woman, talking about Trump being something close to literally Hitler, and her daughter, who has anxiety issues, being told that she's going to be protected. I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen. Jews are going to be gassed
Trump? Yeah, I was going to say, for all the horrors that I can imagine from a Trump White House, and I'm talking about civil liberties, I'm talking about invasion of privacy, stop and frisk, erosion of the Fourth and Fifth Amendments, all horrible. I don't see gas chambers.
Right. I'm not
and I could be
chambers.
Wrong, but I don't think I am.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see gas chambers. But you know what? I think it is. I don't want to ridicule those people because they may be genuinely afraid. I think it is worth being vigilant and for those who elected Trump, now you guys, I did not vote for Trump. For those who elected Trump, you guys are kind of morally on the hook. Not to say that you're responsible for what he does, but you are responsible for putting him there. And if he starts to do that kind of stuff, you really need to speak up.
Well,
I will too, of course.
For sure.
For me, I don't find so we can look at there's currently a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican White House.
That could be bad,
or there will be. Now that we had that in 2000 to 2006, we didn't have the Republican majority or supermajority in the Senate like they did with the Democrats for about 7 weeks or something during the Obama administration, and that's how we got the Obamacare.
Right.
But we had 6 years of a very strong Republican Senate and then Republican House, Republican White House, and we have that again. Or we will have that again in January. But the difference is that I think we're going to find this out very quickly, is Republicans look at Trump like he's a Democrat because Trump is a Democrat.
Right, right.
Okay? I mean, Trump was a Democrat in the 90s, Reform Party. But many of the things he talks about, if you look at his platform, he's going to make America great again, right?
We need the new deal where we fix every bridge, road, and airport. Yeah. That's the first thing he said.
If he stuck it to infrastructure, I'd be relatively happy. He's talking about replacing the ACA with something else.
Yeah.
Right. And it ain't the free market.
Right.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
It's going to be ubiquitous. People need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.